You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here, Josue Pavone, back for another edition of the Garden Report. And we're going to imagine...
We're going to preview the NBA Finals tonight. You ready, Bobby?
How many months from now? Five? What this might look like? Because I think if any of us were going to bet what the Finals will be, we'd say Nuggets Celtics.
This is it. This is it right here. I mean...
National stage tonight, most people watching, high-level game, two stars, Nikola Jokic and Jason Tatum. You know, Jamal Murray and Jaylen Brown, probably even the two best second options in the league here, two best duos going at it. And it was almost
same
the finals a year
class
ago.
Too, right? Yeah, same draft class.
So this would be interesting. Two strong fan bases, a defending champion. There's just a lot to love about this matchup here. But unfortunately for the Celtics, it looked like an extremely challenging one.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I think that's why it's really hard for me to go out on a limb, me and others, right, to go out on a limb and say the Celtics are full-fledged championship. I mean, they're contenders, I should say, but you know, to give it to them is that they're going to win it. I think it's tough to say. I do have them winning the East. I think we've seen enough to say that. But you look at this Denver Nuggets team, that would be one heck of a finals matchup. I really do think it would be a coin flip because of the weapons that both of these teams have, the sort of that team-oriented approach to how they play defense. I think Denver and the Celtics see a lot of similarities in the way that they use their big. Denver Nuggets, obviously, the way they use Jokic and the way he's able to you know, you can run the offense through him because he's such a good passer, good with his hands. You can say the same thing about Kristaps Porzingis and what he does for the Celtics and how he's made that offense so much more dynamic in a sense of what they can do because you're able to have someone like that in the middle. So it would be an incredible matchup. Jrue Holiday is obviously someone that would play a part in this matchup as well. But in my opinion, that's I'm sticking with that. Until another team in the Western Conference can change my opinion, and the same thing goes for another team in the East, I like the Celtics and Nuggets in the NBA Finals in 2024.
One of my favorite things about this game was the start of it was a tit-for-tat between the bigs, as you mentioned. Porzingis hitting his threes one way, Jokic going right by him with spin moves and shots off the glass the other way. Those two were the center of everything early in this game, and that's right. Why, as we said in our last video, a little disappointing that they got away from Porzingis late. Boston, that is. Here's Kristaps talking about guarding Jokic.
Yeah, that was the game plan. Because he's so good at making the right read whenever you overhelp. Even in a couple of that when I was on Gordon, you know, I'm eager to kind of help Al, but then as soon as you overhelp a little bit, he just finds the right pass or the guys know when to cut and things like that. So they're really good. They're really effective, and he's the mastermind behind all of that. So again, credit to him.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So Kristaps later called him a basketball mastermind. And I agree with that point there, that he kind of lulls you to sleep. You saw it in this game, and then he makes his move. He got anything he wanted here in this one. And you saw the Celtics trying to make him a scorer early. He took that. And I said, you know, assist numbers, kind of a swing factor with this team. He got off to 9 3/4 like it was nothing. So he started finding his teammates too. And as I said to you, Peyton Watson missed so many shots that he gave him in key or in great situations. So this ends up being, I think, maybe like a 14-15 assist game for Jokic. And listen, Tatum's great. There's some things Tatum does better than Jokic, but it's just so hard. If we're looking at this like some people do, and the best player in a series is going to win the series, I don't know how you match what Jokic does on any given night.
Yeah, it would be tough. I mean, that's why a best of seven series – it's really hard to say who wins that, because every game could look like this, you know, come down to the wire. And you know, that when the margin error is razor thin like that, it's anyone's game. But I think what the Celtics are doing right now is just trying to continue to establish that identity. You know, defense, triggering the offense, you know, team-oriented approach, ball swinging around, everyone getting their touches. I think if they get that down and continue to do that in the second half, even when things aren't going their way, then they can really establish that as their identity. Because let's face it, those last few minutes, that wasn't the case, you know. And of course, if Tatum or Brown is going off and you want to get them going, then you see things go a different way. But that wasn't the case in this one. And I think that's going to be, in a hypothetical best of seven series, the case most of the time against a team like the Denver Nuggets. You know, and you look at the other side, KCP, sure, he hit a big three-point in the fourth quarter, but that's not usually his game, right? I mean, usually you see a lot more than what we saw tonight offensively. You know, you didn't even score in double figures. So there's a lot of components in these, both of these matches, in each team, when they're going up against one another. And it's unfortunate we won't get to see them play, you know, four times at least in one season, like we see on the regular season, like we see Eastern Conference teams. But this is the toughest matchup for the Celtics, no doubt. And I think you can say the same thing about the Denver Nuggets, for sure.
Yeah, and there's probably some things they didn't do in this game that they might try in the next game in a potential final series. We didn't see Drew guard Jokic, which I thought would have been the move to start the game. And Celtics did some things well. Offensive rebounding, I thought. As you mentioned, they held Gordon and KCP and some of the other guys to just nothing.
Right.
Porter had a couple
Gordon
shots late.
Gordon had 2 points. I mean, he was rebounding, but I mean, that's just not the norm for these guys.
Yeah, so you didn't lose this game defensively. You lost it with the offensive execution late. If there's one thing in that rematch that you want to see the Celtics do better, what would it be?
Late game execution, and regardless of what the score looks like, I think that's what really makes this thing like a 50-50 chance when the Celtics are in those situations, because you're not quite sure how things are going to play out. I mean, obviously, it's hard to predict how a team's going to, you know, what their approach will be, but whether it's a matter of guys freezing up or just looking to Tatum and Brown, or getting caught up in the moment and just, you know, not making the right decisions in the heat of the moment, they got to figure that out. And the more you get reps, obviously, you're able to improve that. But I think when you look back at this game, with the way how, you know, things went down, it'll really boil down to late game execution. And that's something the Celtics are going to have to figure out, again, regardless of what the score looks like. But especially if they're down or, you know, knotted up, what are they going to do? Is it always going to be Tatum and Brown? Do you go a different route? I would love to see Kristaps be more involved. I think he makes this offense so much tougher to guard, but for some reason or another, in those final 5 minutes, you rarely see him making those big shots.
We talked about that in our last video. You can go check out our breakdown of the final play there in Celtics Nuggets. A great game here tonight. And a potential finals preview. Do you want to see these two teams in the finals? Who would win if this is the matchup? Let us know below. For Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, check out all the post-game interviews on CLNS Media and our other segment on Celtics All Access. Celtics lose 102-100 final here from the Garden. Celtics road trip beginning. We'll have coverage the whole way through, starting with the Rockets game on Sunday remote. We'll have post-games after every game. And we'll see you back here at the Garden in about a week.
The NFL season is wrapping up, and there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.